The Appalachian Trail is already really popular, and it's expected to see a surge in traffic because of the new movie, A Walk in the Woods. It's based on the best-selling memoir about the experience of two hikers. The 2,200-mile trail ends on the summit of Mount Katahdin in a wilderness park. And we're going to hear now why park managers are thinking about ending the trail elsewhere. Maine Public Radio's Susan Sharon has our report.
When Maine Governor Percival Baxter donated this 200,000-acre state park, he envisioned a place of solitude, a place that could be kept forever wild. Here, traffic is limited, so is camping, and so are nearly all types of motorized recreation. Baxter State Park is also known for something else that makes it special, the final section of the Appalachian Trail.
It's beautiful, you guys.
Hello, did you guys finish? Yeah, nicely done.
We made it.
We are through.
Nicely done.
For through hikers who make the arduous journey from Georgia to Maine, this is much more than a scenic pit stop. The Appalachian Trail takes them to the mile-high summit of Mount Katahdin, a granite fortress that towers above the tree line and is considered one of the most challenging hikes in New England. It's also Baxter State Park's crown jewel.
We went to Katahdin, and it was beautiful. We were so looking forward to being there.
Casey Hale of Virginia and two of her friends ended their five-month trek in Baxter State Park last week. Along the way, they endured constant hunger, hundreds of mosquito bites, drenching thunderstorms, and an encounter with a black bear. It was a profound personal experience, and Hale says she's glad she didn't put it off until after the movie release of A Walk in the Woods.
That's what all the thru-hikers are talking about. They're like, there's going to be a lot of traffic on the trail next year. I'm really glad that we did it this year.
Ron Tipton, executive director of the Appalachian Trail Conservancy, says he can't predict how many more hikers will pursue the same goal. But after the book, A Walk in the Woods, was published in 1998, traffic on the trail increased 60% in just 2 years. The movie, he says, will bring even more attention.
It brings the experience of the trail to a much broader audience. And I think that's good. I think the more relevant this trail is to more of the American population, you know, the better.
Last year, there were about 2,000 thru-hikers on the trail. That's up from 300 two decades ago. But with more people come more problems. Baxter State Park Director Jensen Bissell says some are violating wilderness park rules when they climb Mount Katahdin, hiking in large groups, for example, relieving themselves too close to the trail and not cleaning up, drinking and smoking pot at the summit, and generally whooping it up.
You're really trying to give people the opportunity for solitude and expansive exploration of a wild landscape. It's a sacred mountain to the Native Americans of the state of Maine. So it seems reasonable that when you reach this place, you should have respect for the place itself and for the other people that are there.
Bissell says long-distance hikers aren't the only ones at fault. Day hikers also climb Katahdin, but he says they're generally easier to manage. The tipping point came in July when ultramarathoner Scott Jurek set a record for completing the entire Appalachian Trail in just 46 days. He then celebrated atop a windy Mount Katahdin with a group of friends and supporters.
Give that man a glass of champagne. I'll pour some right now.
For NPR News, I'm Susan Sharon.